May is the month for television sweeps, a time when TV networks like to pull off stunts to lure viewers. Usually that means a very special episode or a celebrity spectacular. Well, we confess to have fallen for the hype around one sweeps stunt. It kicks off tonight on CBS. In this stunt, the writers for a sitcom, Two and a Half Men, tried their hands at murder by writing an episode of CSI. And the CSI writers attempted to be funny with an episode of Two and a Half Men. NPR's Kim Master says this investigation.
Tonight on Two and a Half Men, swinging bachelor Charlie Harper encounters a crack team of crime scene investigators. Good-looking crime scene investigators.
So you're saying you were alone when you found him?
Well, technically, aren't we all alone? You know, I'm finding that tank top awfully distracting.
Later this week, CSI's investigators head into the world of Hollywood and the set of a sitcom with a star who has made a lot of enemies.
Why did you give Megan the joke?
Yeah, why did you get the joke?
They both have jokes.
She has the big joke, the pants joke.
Yeah, the pants joke is the killer.
The pants joke suits Megan's character.
To hell with Megan's character. Is this show called Annabelle, or is it Stupid Lucky Cow?
That diva has so many enemies, in fact, that someone kills her. And the entire writing staff is under suspicion.
Roll, please. Rolling. Rolling, rolling.
Murder is familiar turf, of course, to Carol Mendelsohn and Naren Shankar. They're executive producers of CSI. But for this one episode, they tried their hand at comedy. They allege that Two and a Half Men creator Chuck Lorre roped them into this experiment.
I think he may have just wanted to write an autopsy scene featuring the dead body of a sitcom diva.
And he did actually come to our stages here, and he was present when we filmed the autopsy scene.
The body is the canoed open corpse of a sitcom diva played by Katie Sagal. You can sort of see into the body cavity, and there's Chuck with a big smile on his face. He's going to use it as his Christmas card.
Why does Chuck Lorre have such a murderous fantasy about a female star?
Well, I think you'd have to ask Chuck, but Chuck has worked with four of the biggest sitcom actresses in history. Roseanne, Brett Butler,
from Grace Under Fire,
Jenna Elfman from Darman Greg, and
Sybil Shepherd.
Exactly, from The Sybil Show.
So which diva drove Chuck Lorre to murder? We had to investigate. So we tracked him down on the set of Two and a Half Men.
Okay, here we go. Nice and quiet, everyone.
Lorre kept quiet despite our harsh interrogation techniques.
Who's in your mind? One of those ladies.
Well, when you watch the episode, you're free to project however you will. I can't stop that, but I'm just going to stay with that.
Though Lorre was the one who suggested the switch, he was only willing to relinquish so much control over Two and a Half Men.
What they delivered to us went through our process. So, and you know, which is pretty brutal and ruthless.
Lorre was especially brutal and ruthless about eliminating the puns that the CSI team tried to put into the Two and a Half Men script, including the line, "A mime is a terrible thing to waste."
There's a wink kind of level of comedy that they do, and they do it really well. But we can't do it here. That doesn't play in front of a live audience. You know, puns get groans in front of a live audience. You know, they get groans in front of, you know, most civilized human beings.
So Chuck Lorre was appalled when he saw the rewrite of the CSI script that he and his colleagues had written. Puns had been added, and CSI producer Naren Shankar says the star of the show liked them no matter what Lorre thought.
They just begged us to take the puns out of the script. So we did, because, okay, fine, well, we were accommodating. But when Billy Peterson got the script and he saw the changes in it, he said, no, I want those puns back in, because Grissom has said hundreds of puns over the years.
And I'm calling Naren and Carol going, your actors are putting puns in this thing. Why are they putting puns in? There's puns in it. We don't do puns, you know? And they go, well, that's what our actors do. I go, well, stop them. Well, we can't stop them. They're, you know, it's a big hit show. They're big stars. They do whatever the hell they want.
The crossover did teach Lorre, the sitcom veteran, to appreciate the complexity of CSI storytelling. Meanwhile, CSI's Naren Shankar found that sitcoms are not as improvisational as he expected. Jokes are worked out during rehearsals, and when the cameras roll, the actors stick with the script. But an hour-long show like CSI doesn't allow for that much rehearsal time.
The script is there and the words are really important, but we let our actors play with the dialogue more. We let them feel it so it's real for them, and it's not quite the same in comedy.
In the end, all the writers say the crossover experience was a good time. Chuck Lorre describes it as a healthy exercise in letting go. So would he do it again?
Yeah, I would. I would. But, you know, I'd want Final Cut.
Kim Masters, NPR News.